That push is coming from Catherine Medina, Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. She says HR leaders can really step up.
It's not stepping up to do more work. I mean, we do a lot of work, and we're continuing to do that. But I think it's stepping up in starting to formalize our message. And our message is these cuts that you're proposing, these constraints, the sequestration and the continuing resolutions, they have real tangible effects.
Medina says Chico's should define those effects so that appropriators can make more informed budget choices.
Because it influences everything else we try to do, particularly training our staff, succession planning, not knowing the future, trying to make several different contingency plans and not knowing which direction you're going to be able to go in. Basically, everything revolves around the uncertainty. So that creates, I think, the biggest challenge for Chico's going forward.
Fewer Chico's responding to a new survey believe they have enough resources to be effective. Patricia Adams is Deputy Assistant Secretary for Navy Civilian HR.
I'm also concerned that we don't have a good way of articulating the cost of people in our organizations and the impact of downsizing. And I'd like Chico's and HR professionals to get better about being able to discuss that with leadership, and so that when we get budget challenges, we have a more effective way of making decisions about how to execute them.
Adam spoke Thursday at an event about the survey by the Partnership for Public Service and Grant Thornton. She calls on human capital leaders to spend time finding out how their agencies and departments really work so they can more effectively help with budget creation.
The government is so complex. Those of you who have been raised in the government, you don't even understand how complicated it is. So when I came from industry and people would say they're going to do something, I go, do you know what you're trying to do? Because that's really hard, especially since most of our organizations, at least in DOD, they're very complicated. You have scientists, you have medical, you have wage grade, and so when you try to do major initiatives, you're dealing with a very complex organization. So I think we need to understand the complexity of our organizations as well.
Another challenge is dealing with public perception. Chico's worry that so-called Fed bashing is hurting budget choices in Congress. Ray Limone is Chief Human Capital Officer at the Corporation for National and Community Service.
We are at an all-time high, I think, of some of the resentment and the fact that's being used in the kind of work that we do, whether it's national, state, or local. And, you know, Martin Luther King said, we could all be great because we could all serve. Now, I'm from the Corporation for National Community Service. You know, we're in charge of the AmeriCorps VISTA programs. If a young person wants to serve his or her country today, you know, they could go to the military. Hoo-ha, right? Great. If you want to serve the Peace Corps, great, we have an opportunity for you to do that. If you want to come in and serve in America or you know, work in our boundaries, you can work for VISTA or AmeriCorps. We want to promote all that. We want people to come to the federal government and make government cool again.
Human capital leaders are also fighting to retain talent. It is a balancing act as more Chicos expect workforce reductions because of budget cuts. Limone says those leaders should spearhead the charge to change public perception.
Many countries require citizenship requirements of 1 or 2 years service that you must do to become a citizen of that country. I think Americans, you know, maybe have lost sight what about civic responsibility can be and should be. We saw a little bit post 9/11. We saw a little bit in 2008 with hope and change. But I think, you know, it's really kind of up to us Chicos to keep that spirit alive, that esprit de corps, why you want to come to the government. And why, you know, because as, you know, John and Max said, maybe the partnership is a great organization because you have great people. Well, the federal government needs to follow that same model. And we need to do a better job promoting younger people to think about federal service.
Keeping workers engaged and interested is easier for some agencies. Adam says DOD is the perfect example.
Because we have our soldiers and our sailors and our Marines and the families, and we're closer to really our mission, so there's a sense of accomplishment. I don't see that affecting our workforce a lot, except maybe in the Pentagon, where people, you know, feel a little bit stronger. But so I think it may be easier for us. We're not as much a target.
For departments like agriculture, employees are not as visible as service members. But the department has its ways. Bill Milton is USDA's Chief Human Capital Officer.
At USDA, one of the things that has been paramount to our organization and specifically to our secretary, Mr. Vilsack, is engaging our workforce. He's an astute leader. He's a hell of a public speaker. I mean, you feel what he shares with you. And upon his appointment, he has been in front of our employees almost every day and in every way and has engaged the union. And over the course of the last 2.5 to 3 years, we haven't done anything without involving our employees and without involving our labor partners. And I think that has made a big difference with morale. It's made a big difference with the performance of our workforce.
Milton says the results have been better recruiting and retention even as USDA tightens its belt. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.